Now let's listen to the Al Smith dinner. A few weeks before Election Day, politicians attend a white tie fundraiser for Catholic charities in New York. In presidential election years, the presidential candidates turn up. They make a few edgy but usually self-deprecating remarks. That's what normally happens. NPR's Sam Sanders reports on what happened last night.
Donald Trump spoke before Clinton, and some of his jokes went over well.
Oh, this one's going to get me in trouble.
With his wife. Trump joked about Melania Trump's speech at the Republican National Convention. Some parts of it were lifted from a speech given by the current First Lady.
Michelle Obama gives a speech, and everyone loves it. It's fantastic. They think she's absolutely great. My wife, Melania, gives the exact same speech. And people get on her case.
But about halfway through, Trump lost the room and began to draw boos.
Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private.
And then there were more boos after Trump alluded to leaked emails showing Clinton staffers disparaging conservative Catholics.
Here she is tonight, in public, pretending not to hate Catholics.
Hillary Clinton smiled throughout, and when it was her turn, she hit her opponent pretty hard as well.
It's amazing I'm up here after Donald. I didn't think he'd be okay with a peaceful transition of power.
Clinton joked that Trump would grade the Statue of Liberty on its looks, rating her a 4.
Maybe a 5 if she loses the torch and tablet and changes her hair.
The room seemed to be more receptive of Clinton's zingers than Trump's, even when she compared Trump's health to the health of Vladimir Putin's horse. And even when she joked about the debate.
Donald wanted me drug tested before last night's debate. And look, I got to tell you, I am so flattered that Donald thought I used some sort of performance enhancer. Now, actually, I did. It's called preparation.
The dinner had one feature that this week's debate did not. Clinton and Trump actually shook hands last night. And when the MC announced this to the crowd, there was applause. Sam Sanders, NPR News.